Molecular and Atomic Clouds Associated with the Gamma-ray Supernova Remnant Puppis A, by Emma Ruger et al. We have carried out a study of the interstellar medium, ISM, toward a shell-like supernova remnant SNR Puppis A by using the NANTEN company and ATCA High data. We synthesized a comprehensive picture of the SNR radiation by combining the ISM data with the gamma-ray and X-ray distributions. The ISM, both atomic and molecular gas, is dense and highly clumpy, and is distributed along the northeastern edge of the SNR shell. The CO distribution revealed an enhanced line intensity ratio of CO, J equals 2 to 1, J equals 1 to 0, transitions as well as CO line broadening, which indicate shock heating, acceleration. Further, the velocity distribution of CO and high shows signs of expansion at approximately 10 km S1 in the receding part of the shell. The ISM interacting with the SNR has large mass of approximately 10 to the power of 4 mSun, which is dominated by high, showing good spatial correspondence with the Fermi-Lat gamma ray image. This favors the hadronic origin of the gamma rays, while additional contribution of the leptonic component is not excluded. The distribution of the X-ray ionization timescales within the shell suggests that the shock front ionized various parts of the ISM at epochs ranging over a few to 10,000 year. We therefore suggest that the age of the SNR is around 10 to the power of 4 year as given by the largest ionization timescale. We estimate the total cosmic ray energy WP to be 10 to the power of 47 erg, which is well placed in the cosmic ray escaping phase of an HWP plot including more than 10 SNRs. This was Molecular and Atomic Clouds Associated with the Gamma-ray Supernova Remnant Puppis A, by Emma Ruger et al.